Monday didn't go so well for them. How comfortable do you think you guys are getting a second look at Luck this time around?
Well, hopefully it's going to make a difference. I think, you know, watching him on tape and what he's been able to do, especially late in games, has been for a young quarterback, has been he's done a great job for them. The game yesterday beating Detroit, the way they did. Our game went, where we felt we had the game in hand, just never put enough points on the board. And he has two big drives at the end to beat us. To realize that no matter how the game is going for him, for a young man, he could be throwing picks, he could be not playing well, and then in the fourth quarter, late in the game, he comes on and makes some great throws, and he gets out of a lot of trouble. He takes a lot of hits, he's been sacked a lot, but it doesn't take him out of his game, and that's a credit to him and obviously their organization for how well he's playing. I think he's the guy that's making the huge difference in how they're doing this year.
The fact that he's had already a handful of those kind of those late fourth quarter game-winning drives, is that kind of a step that Jake still needs to take an important step, do you think?
Well, I think our team needs to take a step. That's not necessarily just him. I just think we have to win. We needed to win that game last time, and we had our chance there before with 2-3 minutes left in the game, and we had the ball. Same thing happened in Jacksonville. We had the ball. That was Matt with quarterback, and then the last time he played in India was Matt. This time was Jake. Jake was the Jacksonville game. But, those are things as a team. Two games we felt we had in hand and a chance to win, we didn't win. And that's been the difference for them all year. They've found a way to win football games, that's why they're 8-4. And so it's going to be a great challenge to play them in their building. I think they're better than they were when we played them, because their confidence has grown since we've last seen them. So they're going to be we just got to take care of ourselves and play better than we've been playing and see how it all shakes out.
What do you think is key for a quarterback, whether it's Luck or Lock or anybody else, in those kind of situations, 2 minutes, end a quarter? What's especially important for
him? Well, I think Jake did a lot of last week. I think he rose up. He made plays with his legs. They both do the same thing. I mean, Luck's not thought of as a runner, but he does a great job eluding problems. Made a great decision at the end of the game against he threw a 2-yard pass for a touchdown. A lot of quarterbacks would have just rifled that into the end zone thinking you have to score a touchdown, where he threw a 3-yarder and they ran it in. So, but the thing is, you need help. I mean, you need guys making catches and plays when you're trying to bring a team back, and their team is rallying in that way, where it's not just the quarterback making plays, it's the whole team making plays. And I think that's the difference between us and them, is that, we'll have a guy rally here and there, but we're not all rallying together. We're not all making the plays that are there, whether it be receiver, an offensive lineman, or whatever it is, we're not making the plays as a group to finish games, and they are.
How much do you think that first inning game kind of altered the course, or maybe the way your season went, and just as a chance to maybe pay them?
I think it hurt us. There's no doubt about it. We could have been 4-4 at that point after coming off Pittsburgh and Buffalo and playing two good games and having a chance. Really, we were lackadaisical in that game. I thought we blew a lot of chances on offense in that game to put points on the board. We had 3 long drives and got field goals, and that cost us in that game. And I don't think it put us in a funk or anything, but I think when you look back, there's no doubt that game was a game that we all felt we should have won. We didn't, so it doesn't matter. And then obviously the Jacksonville game is another one that we were right there, had a chance to win it and didn't. And that's what's hard to take, because you're sitting at 6-6, and who knows? So that's how this league is. There's a play here, a play there, and teams that are like we are at 4-6 could sit here and say, "Oh yeah, we should be 6-6 or better than that," but we're not. And so, but when you watch tape, you realize you're not as far as 4-8 tells you you are, because you're that close to two games where you're 6-6, and all of a sudden you're right in the middle of the playoffs for the wild card. But we didn't win those two games, and now we got to deal with that, and the only way we can is by winning this week.
How much more comfortable has Luck looked since that game?
I think he looks the same. I just think he's always looked that way. Like I said, I think people knew this for when he was in college, how special he was going to be. I don't think people – I mean, he's a big, strong quarterback that's hard to bring down, and that's what's hard to believe. He's been hit that many times and sacked a lot, but there's a lot he's gotten out of trouble. I mean, his offensive line has the same problem. They got injuries also. They've had some guys hurt this past game. I think they've been scrambling with the roster. And so that's why he's been getting hit a lot. And like I said, in our game, we had him on the numerous times in that game where that game would have been over. Heck, the Detroit game, they sacked him, the ball's out, they're up by 12. Somehow he recovered it. If Detroit recovers on the five, the game's over. So, I mean, he's making plays in a lot of ways. Even when it's a bad play, he's making some good out of it. So they got it going on right now, and we'll see. I mean, this can be a great challenge for us. And, you know, he gives you a chance. I mean, he threw a ball right at McCarthy. That should have been a touchdown for us last time. I mean, we dropped the ball, and that's a touchdown. If we had done that, that would have been a touchdown the other way. So that's kind of what's going on. And he'll give us a chance, and we're going to have to take – when he does make a mistake or two, we have to capitalize on it. We had the one pick on him last time. We could have a few more, and we have to be able to make plays when he makes mistakes.
Yeah, you mentioned their O-line troubles. Your situation right now, are you hopeful that you might roost? What is Hutch's status for Sunday at this point?
I think Roost will be fine. I mean, he's sore, but I think he's doing the walkthrough part of practices. He should be practicing, I would think, by Friday, so we're assuming he's going to be okay come Sunday. But that's it. I think the rest of them, obviously, the rest of them, I think, will be. I think Hutch will be out. Yeah, obviously, Dave's already out. So, yeah, we're gonna have to shuffle around a little bit, and that's what this league's all about. And we've had to do more of it this year on the offensive line than we probably had in a long time. But, you know, last time we played in Indianapolis, you know, Roos didn't play, and Leroy, that's when Leroy got hurt in the first quarter. So we had two offensive linemen in that game, that two backups in that game playing. So, it's going to be summer this weekend.
Kyle, the band might actually make it to Sunday on the active roster this week.
Yeah, you actually make it on the plane this time. We've had fun with that, and he's a great kid. And, yeah, he's a guy that has experience. Obviously, he played at Indy when he did play, and he's smart. And he becomes our swing guy now that can play the three spots in the middle if we have to go that way. But, yeah, I think he's a guy that knows our system. At least he's familiar with this. And it's hard this time of year. A lot of teams are finding out. I mean, you're scrambling for guys. There's not a lot of guys available this late in the season that can come in and help you on a Sunday. So we're lucky we have him, and that, you know, we'll move Kevin up and Otto again and go from there.
You say you're having fun with it. Are you guys – I mean, you had pretty much a regular Saturday meeting with him here lately then?
No, I'm big on – I pretty much let them know – well, the night before when we talk, I've always let them know what's going on with our personnel moves and who's on the roster. I always want them to know who's in the room, because I've been on teams as a player and a coach where – there'd be guys on our team for 3 weeks, and I wouldn't even know it, that we made changes, because so much happens this time of year, and especially if you're on offense and it's happened on defense and vice versa. So I think it's good these guys always know what's going on the team and what changes we're making and that kind of thing in team meetings. So that's why I think the guys are more aware of that weekly. I mean, as you're saying, well, you know, Kyle's back, and you know, and we're happy, you know, and we're doing this and we're doing that. And on Saturday night, I'm telling them, hey, we moved up Colin Mooney last week, and we had to let Kyle go to do that. So the week before was a different running back, so Evans. So it just kind of, you got to have some fun in this game, and so as little as fun that is, but I'm happy for him that it's gonna at least still have an opportunity to stick with us this week.
I know it's a business, and he's kind of done it because of need at other positions, but he have a pretty good attitude about kind of going back and talking about the van going
yeah
back.
I mean, he knows what the it's yeah he knows and we brought him in, we're not going to suit him up, so we're basically releasing him for 2 days to bring up a practice squad guy that we need for the game. So it works well for all of us. We're getting the practice time. He gets paid the same. And unfortunately, he just didn't get the uniform on Sunday, which I know he wants to do. But, I mean, he understood it. I mean, it's better than the alternative of not being here. And because he hung in there with us, now all of a sudden he is dressing up. And one guy gets tweaked in the game, he's playing. So it's a lot of players get their different routes. And this is his route right now. And like you said, he's been real good about it, and we're glad that we have someone that is a smart football player like him in the wings if need be.
Mike, how have you seen Jake's game progress this year? I know the injuries have kind of set him back a little bit, but he's gotten a lot of, you know, action. I mean, how's his game come along?
Again, it's hard to get too it's almost better to wait till the end of the season's over and kind of sit there and see how it all ends up for him, because of the way the season went early with, you know, getting hurt and missing six games. And but I think last week was, I mean, each game's a little different. I think this past week was the fact that trying to do too much early, which is probably the first time he's done that maybe since preseason, and then come on strong in the last quarter and a half to where we needed him to, when we needed him to do that, and gave us a chance on a few of those drives to get us within a score of the game and all of a sudden make the game interesting. So that was all good to see, and he took it under the rest. He took it, you know, running, making plays, penalties would bring us back. He throws a touchdown pass on first and 20 the next play. He kept overcoming some bad things that happened. And So I think it's just, you know, that's just another thing he went through. Obviously, we want to win those football games, and that's we'll see how the next 4 weeks go. But I mean, we're happy the direction he's going. And like I said earlier, it's really about us all pulling together. It's like we're not all playing good at the same time. You know, if guys are getting open and maybe he's not seeing them early, or we're not protecting the way we should, then it's kind of the game wears on, and all of a sudden he's got his game going, and the guys aren't maybe quite catching it the right way, or maybe there's pressure. And so it's like on offense, we're just kind of right there right now, where you see a lot of good things. You see glimpses of some real good football and some real good plays, but when you're 4-6, there's something going wrong, and it's that we're not putting it together all at the same time, like I mentioned that Indianapolis seems to be doing at late in games. Well, I think that's what he's good at. I think he, on the sidelines, he doesn't get mad at himself. I think he just gets mad he missed plays, but he does a good job of wanting to know exactly what happened. He wants the truth. He wants to know, hey, how can I fix that? How can I keep that from happening again? When you watch the tape of him, he's the same way. I mean, he takes more responsibility than he probably should, but, I mean, that goes with quarterbacks, I guess. So that's a reason why he's going to be a real good one. And we just got to, you know, you can't do it by yourself. He's got to, you know, be more consistent throughout all four quarters, but we all have to be with him so that we can have some of these games be some great finishes, instead of not being.
Talked a lot about Taylor Thompson's transition, but how much does his experience on defense helped him as a special teamer relative to, say, other tight ends who have to run down and make tackles?
That's why I think he's been helpful to us and why he's been able to help quicker than maybe he would have had if he didn't have that kind of experience. And I think it's helped him at the tight end position also. The toughness, we're having him whamming people. He's blocking linebackers. When I say he's blocking linebackers, he's blocking like a fullback would with running room, like running full speed at a linebacker, which is a lot different than a normal tight end does. So I think he understands those collisions and that kind of that part of the game, because a lot of tight ends aren't used to that kind of life and don't really embrace it. And I think that's something that he's getting a great feel for, and that he allows us a lot of versatility that way. So that's why he's been playing more in certain games, and especially when we run the ball well, he's in there. And you know, he hasn't had a chance to catch the ball the way we think he's able to, just because he hasn't had the opportunities. But he had a drop in the game, which was unfortunate, because there's a play again he could have probably got 8 to 10 yards on a gimme. But dropped it, and that's the stuff he's got to clean up. Preseason, he had a couple other ones like that. So, I mean, we're happy. I mean, obviously, he's fit in like we thought he would or hoped he would, and now it's just a matter of seeing if he can continue to improve.
I mean, he is one of your leading specialists.